All of today's papers in the Republic lead with the controversy arising out of RTE's admission yesterday that between 2017 and 2022, Ryan Tubridy received a series of payments totalling £345,000 above his annual published salary, which wasn't declared to the public or the Oireachtas. In its front page coverage, the Irish Times reports that the implications for RTE go beyond immediate embarrassment, with several unnamed high-ranking government ministers suggesting that the controversy effectively quashes any chances of an increase in funding for the broadcaster. And in a piece inside today's Times, Hugh Linehan writes about how a recent Reuters report, which pointed to a decline in public trust in the media, noted that that decline was less precipitous in Ireland than elsewhere. Frittering that goodwill away with this sort of behaviour is a disgrace, he writes. Terry Prone raises similar issues in her piece in the Irish Examiner under the headline, "The Reputational Damage Dwarfs the Sum of Money Involved." She writes that The Late Late Show is sufficiently influential to attract the tarnish that onto one of the last episodes hosted by Mr. Tubridy to answer questions about his life, career and future. It still matters and it still must be, like Caesar's wife, above reproach. Ditto, Mr. Tubridy, the paternal, always trustworthy personality who shepherded his audience through the pandemic. Writing in the Irish Independent, meanwhile, Fionnán Sheehan likens the episode to Pádraig Flynn's appearance on The Late Late Show during his time as European Commissioner when he talked about the burden of running three homes. Except a Ryan Tubridy moment is when someone is paid so much they don't notice the extra cash, Sheehan writes. Also in The Independent, Donal O'Donovan states the view that this goes way beyond what Tubbs was paid for his work. It points to a failure of governance. While in another piece in that paper this morning, Melanie Finn writes that internally, those working in RTE are said to be furious about the whole controversy and are demanding answers from those in charge. There's another salary in the spotlight in the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. This time it's for the position of Communications Director with Belfast City Council on a salary of up to just under £105,000. On foot of an 8% rate hike introduced 4 months ago in the city, People Before Profit councillor Michael Collins describes it as a slap in the face to ratepayers and ordinary council staff. Over in the front of the Irish News, there's a picture there of a battered sofa inside a makeshift hut with a flag showing a masked man holding a rocket launcher along with the words "Clonduff Rocket Boys" beside it. What appears to be a swastika made out of masking tape can also be seen in the image. The paper suggests that the hut in East Belfast, which is being used by a gang of teenagers who are building bonfires for the 12th of July, gives us a rare glimpse inside the mindset of sectarianism. Elsewhere this morning, last night's statement from the United States Coast Guard stating the belief that the five people on board the submersible, which went missing in the North Atlantic Sea on Sunday, are believed to be dead, is covered in all of today's papers. The Times gives front page coverage to a damning new internal report, which Jennifer Bray reports has caused significant tensions within the Labour Party. And a number of today's papers cover a bizarre story about how Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk have agreed to take part in a cage fight. Plans to turn Dublin's pro-cathedral into a basilica and St Andrew's Church in Westland Row into the city's new cathedral are covered by Olivia Kelly and Patsy McGarry in today's Times. And finally, also in the Times, Sarah Burns reports that Team Ireland's Deirdre O'Callaghan celebrated her 42nd birthday in style yesterday at the Special Olympics when she won a silver medal in kayaking.